So apparently there's no fucks given on the PATH train anymore, because like back in the day, it used to just be kind of just like whatever. You had homeboys hustling like Famous Amos cookie packs. You had like homeless guys being like straight up just like walking up and down there with like cardboard shoes, being like, I don't want to die, please let me have money for food. And I'm like, I have debit, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, can I Venmo you like $5? Like, I'm sure you have an iPhone, right? Like, no? Like, okay, sorry. Like, I don't know what to tell you. But, and that was on the way there. That wasn't even on the way back. On the way back, it was like half empty.
Classic PATH.
Mm-hmm.
Classic,
yeah,
PATH train.
Pretty much.
Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole. No.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
All right, you ready to do this?
Yes, sir.
This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at R. Hansen 817. Took a little bit of a break. Happy post-4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
We were, funny story, we were going to do a podcast on the 4th of July, and then the wire hooked up to my microphone crapped out. Couldn't do it.
Nope.
And
happy birthday, America.
Yeah, and I was, you know, we were having a good in-depth conversation about just moving on, moving forward, and just not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just bad audio.
Yep.
But we fixed the problem. Thank you, Amazon. Thank you, Amazon Prime, for getting my replacement Blue Yeti microphone, wire. Like the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty good. But it is July 12th. It's Monday. We still love Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And how you doing?
Good, man. Good. Hanging in. How are you?
I'm good. I had all these notes for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So now it just kind of seems like just kind of like dated material.
Is there any relevancy to it? Well, in fairness, though, the people who listen, they have not heard from us since before the 4th of July anyway, so... I mean, if there's anything like highlights or anything like, you know, quick you want to touch on.
Well, the funny thing was, the first thing that I was going to talk about on it was because the 4th of July fell on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, everybody knows that I work on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And like my whole thing was like, but Kev, normally you work on Sundays, right? And I was like, no, well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't work at the Ferryman anymore.
What?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, the people that are listening, I think, already knew that. We had talked about this. Just I'm taking my talents back to Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
Right.
And
it's the South Beach in New Jersey. It's fine.
Is that what they call it? And
I do now.
Yeah. Right. And the ferryman was I have nothing but good things, and I have nothing but good things to say about the ferryman as a place, as the people that I met, the regulars I became friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of, I'd say the majority of the staff I consider friends, and I'm definitely going to go visit them. And they're going to come visit me in Scotch Plains. I told them, once my schedule gets kind of situated, everything's going to be, we're all going to hang again. So, like, I feel like it's not really saying goodbye to anybody. It's just kind of like, look, I'm not dying.
No.
I'm a half hour away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in Siberia.
Right.
I'm in the suburbs. Come visit me in the suburbs.
Right.
That's all. And I'll come visit you in Hoboken.
You might like it.
You might.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, like that, it was a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
It drove the point home that, like, hey, could I manage? Yes, because that's essentially what I did there.
Sure.
While I was bartending. And the other thing that I noticed, too, obviously working there, and pretty much, like, the general manager that worked at the stage house, who I really didn't see eye to eye with, one of the reasons why I left originally, is now gone.
Okay.
And now there's a new general manager in place behind, and the guy that brought him there is a person that we trust, that we know, mm-hmm. that I consider a close friend. And with that, it's like, all right, I'm putting my trust in you because they want me back.
Right.
I was like, look, if you want me back, I want A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give it to me.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. So factoring in the travel, the length of a shift,
mm-hmm.
hour-wise, like, I'm going to be working less, making, if not the same, more money, and I'm 5 minutes away from my house. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, you got promoted.
Yeah. And with that extra time, I could still focus on things like, because people were like, oh, so like, what's going to happen to the podcast? I was like, no. I'm off on Mondays. Mm-hmm. We're still doing the podcast.
Yes.
But I just wanted to factor all that stuff in, and pretty much they're giving me everything that I want. So I'm excited. I'm nervous about everything, but I'm excited nonetheless. And this is a good move moving forward. And it's also one of those scenarios where it's like, look, if I'm going to be in the service industry,
right,
shouldn't I be in the best position and make the most money I can if I'm going to be in said industry?
It's pretty standard for any industry, sure.
Yeah. So that's what I feel this is going to be. So yeah, so I'm the bar manager of Stage House Scotch Plains, which even now when I say it sounds weird,
because
mm-hmm. it's like, really,
mm-hmm.
I'm a bar manager. But yeah, I will be the bar manager of Scotch Plains for now, and very. I feel like it hasn't sunk in yet. I have business cards.
Sure. Yeah.
I have business cards. Mm-hmm. They're actually on the table over there.
Nice.
They had them out. I was like, really? Business cards already? Mm-hmm. Cool. Grand opening, grand closing.
Right.
But I'm excited about everything moving forward. And just with Hoboken, you know, like a couple of things I took away from Hoboken. And we've talked about this off the air on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And this has nothing to do with the service industry people that work out there. Or the regulars who are now like become really good friends. I'm not talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the service industry people. I just feel like the area that I worked in downtown Hoboken, mm-hmm. in a quote unquote Irish pub,
mm-hmm.
they are not ready for a black man bartender yet.
Huh.
They're not ready.
They don't get mail out there? Like they don't get to watch, like, what do they still have 6 channels on the TV? Like
they got the UHF and the RHF, right? Yeah. Or whatever that is. Yeah.
They got the rabbit ears, like
I don't know what it is. I don't want to say it might be a little bit of the locals. It's also like more touristy area. There's just so many factors that I'm trying to really like figure out, because in my mind it's a head scratcher, because you're a suburb of New York City for mm-hmm. the most part.
It's a melting pot.
And New York City is the melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's everywhere. So it's like, it's very like, I don't understand why, like, how am I a square peg in a round hole out here? And I say downtown Hoboken specifically. I feel like when you start going uptown,
mm-hmm.
and the places get a little more fancy, a little more fine dining,
mm-hmm.
I feel like things kind of level off.
Okay.
And I know a dude that bartends in the uptown area of Hoboken,
mm-hmm.
has a great time, enjoys it, and he's a black man.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so it works for him up here. Okay, so right. Like, so maybe it's just the downtown area. Maybe because I'm technically an Irish pub, and I guess by looking at me, just, you know, looking at me, calling spade a spade, it's like, that guy's not Irish. I don't know if that has subconsciously something to do with it. I really don't know. But I just, what I do know is just, interacting with some people there, it's like, you guys aren't ready for me yet. I'm like DMX in the early 90s. You're sure. Just not ready for me yet.
You're just barking at motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're like, I don't get it. Like, people are like, I don't get it.
Right.
Don't worry. Like, in a couple years, you're gonna be like, oh, wow. Like,
mm-hmm.
you've been like this the whole time? Like, why didn't I know about this before? I was like, I was here before.
Right.
You weren't ready for me yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I don't know. It's something that I noticed. And even just with other people, because I have friends that work in Hoboken, and that like I feel like in terms of when you see someone black, mm-hmm. or even someone just non-white, and they're working in a bar restaurant setting, they're usually a barback,
right.
a busser,
security.
They're never really the face of the bar.
Right.
And I feel like subconsciously with some people, their brain can't figure that out.
If you're going into a certain place for years and years and years, and it's been known as like this, so like the little area where you and a couple of the other bars are, that's what? That's Irish Pub Row or something like that?
They nickname it Irish Row.
Irish Row, okay. So in for that reason, I could say yes. It would be, I don't want to say jarring, because frankly, any race or sex or creed can work for the most part anywhere as long as they can perform the necessary duties of said job. But I could see, how would you feel walking into like a Chinese restaurant and having all white people working there? Would it jar you at first?
It would be different.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm like, well, is the food good?
Right.
Apparently the food's fantastic, so I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Like, but at the first time, you have a caveat.
Yeah.
Is the food good?
Yeah.
Prove me something first.
Sure.
Where if you're walking into an Irish pub, and it's an old school, you know, shot in a beer Irish pub, and you're not of some type of Eastern European descent, they might look at you a certain way. Same way if you walk.
That's a fair point.
You know, same way if you walk into something, like I said, you walk into a Chinese food restaurant, it could be the best Chinese food restaurant in the world, and those people could know everything about it and studied in China and know everything about it and everything else, but you're at first glance, you're like, wait a second, I have a question. You know what I mean in that sense?
Sure.
Should it be that way? No. It should just be, this is who's here to cook my food, or this is here who's going to pour my drink, or whatever else, and you put an implied trust into the establishment that they've gone through the training and that they've gone through everything else to be able to adequately, if not exceptionally, service their clientele. So maybe if you had gone to a more trendy place to start, or a place that was further uptown, I guess it would be, or whatever it is, maybe in that instance they would be ready for you. But on a place called Irish Row, it might be like, huh, it would be no different as an Asian man. When I worked at a fine dining Italian restaurant, and they were like, you're the bartender? I'm like, yeah. You know? So, I get it. I think coming out of the pandemic, being in a place in downtown, in Hoboken, where you're like, all right, this should be, in terms of the people that we knew who've worked there, and obviously you know a lot more people that worked there than I ever did, but we
sure.
knew some of the same people, your expectations were not even close to being met to what the reality of the situation was.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
And I think you took the absolute best of a not ideal situation and parlayed that into a hell of a lot better of a gig.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. No. I got you. And
cause even not other than even looking like, because I went and came, I finally got my ass out of my suburb and came and took a couple trains and a path and came down and saw you for your last shift, and looking around there, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. I could see why they wouldn't necessarily, like, I could see why they would assume you're Hal's second. Oh, why is he on the door?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seeing some of your coworkers, not for nothing, seeing the people who were your porters or your barbacks or the guy who, people who ran your food, I'm like, everyone was somewhat in a place, according to the hierarchy of that particular establishment.
Sure.
And you went and turned that on its head. Good for you. Good that you went and parlayed it into something that, you know, hopefully it'll be more meaningful for you, more, you know, enriching for you. But yeah, no, I could see it. I stood out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
There. So.
Yeah, it's just.
I'm like, fuck, they hated Colin.
Yeah. Shout out DJ McFreakin.
Mm-hmm. I think that was actually the first time I ever saw him play live, too. So I got to.
Playing some tunes,
mm-hmm.
playing some tunes at yeah. At the Ferryman on my last shift.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Are you guys doing all this for me? Because I'm leaving."
You're like, "I'm not staying." Like,
yeah, I'm like, "You got
right.
You got McRegan on the tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's coming to visit. We got the McGregor fight on."
Right.
I was like, "You guys trying to keep me here?
Cool.
What are you guys doing?" The place was as busy as it could have been. Honestly, that was like the first time it felt like a regular bar atmosphere. Just turn and burn, people coming in. Yep. Like, what do you want? This, that, the other thing. That's the first time I ever worked a shift like that in Hoboken in the 10 months that I was there. And it was on my last shift. I like counted the money at the end of the night. I was like, this is the way it was supposed to be.
Well, I said that to you, like, right before it got really busy, like when it was still just like everyone sitting at seats before it got like, because I saw McRecon's story and it got 3-4 deep. It got like what we remember to be Hoboken,
right?
In that sense. And I said to you, I'm like, is it usually this busy? And you're like, no. And then when I saw the pictures from McRecon's Instagram story, I was like, that's what I remembered Hoboken to be like on a Saturday night.
Well, that's when I initially went into Hoboken. That's in my mind what I envisioned.
Sure.
Now I understand that the pandemic messed all that up, and I get that. And I don't blame anybody and the situation where it was essentially me just like waiting tables and making some drinks also.
Right.
I get all that. Like, it is what it is. That's just kind of what we all had to do. But that shift was like the first time. Like, I was even telling the other bartenders, I was like, this is what I do.
Right.
This is what I'm used to.
Yeah.
All that other stuff that we've been doing for 10 months, I can do it, but this is what I wanted when I came here.
Sure.
And I never got it until my last shifts, of course.
Right.
But I mean, like, it is what it is, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I counted my money at the end of the night. I was like, well, I wish it was always like this. But in my mind, I know it's not going to be.
Right.
And I think the next day was the Euro Cup, so I'm glad that I got the fuck out of there.
Sure. You did get to find out which one of your friends on social media were English or Italian.
Really?
Well, just based off of how they reacted to that game. Around 6 o'clock, I was like, okay, so you go in that category, you go in that. Huh, I wasn't sure.
I mean, not for nothing. I feel like isn't there in New Jersey.
Oh, it happens at all. Every major soccer tournament.
In New Jersey, isn't there like a large Italian audience in New Jersey specifically?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, there is.
With whatever name you want to give them?
Mm-hmm.
A Guido?
Sure.
Guidette.
Yeah. I'm assuming certain parts of the Jersey Shore were probably set on fire.
So, I mean,
a lone wolf man just walking around with white capri pants on looking for cheese balls.
Yes.
At like 7 o'clock when that game was over after shootout. Everything else is just on fire around him.
And
Matt is torn asunder.
Yes. But it was, so I'm glad I got it. I was like, sure. And they even joked, like, you want to work tomorrow? I was like, no. I'm not working the Euro Cup. I'm not working England. Because not for nothing, like, that crowd, that soccer crowd, a.k.a. hooligans, is what some people...
Yeah, that's a different group.
Like, I even joked around. But I was like, the Euro Cup may potentially... This is before the winners were decided from the preliminary matches.
We talked about this, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I was like, if it's England versus Italy for the final on a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and you're going to have the streets available for additional seating and whatever have you, I was like, you better have fucking security on.
Sure.
Are you kidding me? Even the other ones, even the other, like, prelim matches where England won, you started seeing a little more cockiness, a little more brash, a little more just like people kind of like saying inappropriate things and acting inappropriately, to the point where like some of these people came to the Ferryman and said some things to some of the female bartenders there, and I was like, I'll kick them out right now.
Right.
But they were friends of friends and they didn't want to make it weird and this, that, and the other, and I was like, look, I'm going to respect your wish. I'm going to not do anything. He says one more thing or they say something, they're gone. They're gone.
And not for nothing, they don't drink White Claw. Like, they come in there, they drink beer, they drink shots, and they just get rowdy. Like, I was watching stuff before the match at, like, in England. Like, it looked like a riot. And that was before the match even started.
Yeah.
Apparently they watch McCall. Apparently they put graffiti all over the one guy's. They had, because apparently he gave like $5 or $6 million for like meals during the pandemic. Like, so they actually made like a mural. Think about like the Kobe mural in like L.A.
Right.
They made that for him for the pandemic, and then apparently because he missed the penalty kick or whatever it was, there were a lot of slurs on that thing, and they had to cover it all up and everything else. I'm like, soccer hits different, like, from what I've ever seen. Like, not for nothing, I have my Team USA women's jersey. I will wear that every 4 years.
I got mine right there.
That's it. That's it. They're starting in about a month, but we can still get our USA versus everybody Women's World Cup t-shirt. But yeah, that's the only time I think we really get into it at all. But for these guys,
Oh yeah, no, it's a part of life.
Yeah.
It's a part of life for people that are really into soccer or football, as it's called pretty much everywhere else except the United States.
And apparently so is destruction. Because again, before the match started, I was seeing people rioting.
I mean, like, as much as I, you know, like, big fan of football, big fan of baseball, everything like that, like, I never expect to go to a Jets game and expect to potentially die going
there. No.
Like, you go to some of these soccer matches and you hear the stories and you read stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the bat, like, obviously, like, does it happen at every game? No. But to the point, the level is kicked up a fucking notch to the point that people get stabbed, people get shot, kidnapped, taken, like, you name it. It happens at a soccer game. That shit don't happen at a football game. That shit don't happen at a basketball game. You might have a scuffle.
Yeah.
The worst you'll probably see at a basketball game is the Malice in the Palace. But I mean, even more, and that was what, like, almost like 20 years ago at this point now?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm talking about the worst thing you've probably seen recently at a sporting event in the U.S. was the Suns and Four guy.
Yeah.
Giving the guy a two piece and a biscuit in the crowd.
And not for nothing, like, that was broken up really quick.
Yes. That's as much as you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, even, like, there are parts of me that's like, oh, I go to a soccer game, and I'm like, do I, though?
No. And where the stadium is in Jersey? No.
I might go to, like, a Red Bull game.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
In Harrison, New Jersey?
Yeah. Like, there's a certain element there that I may not be happy with come the end of that game if we have the wrong jersey on. And then, again, then you got to take the path, then you got to get to New Jersey. Mm-mm. Nope. No, thank you. I'll watch that shit at home. Or I'll watch that shit. I would like to say at the other bar near you, but that's just because they open at like 6 o'clock in the morning for some of those games.
Oh, Mulligan's.
I thought it was Darty.
Oh, you were talking. I was thinking Hoboken. You're talking about Scotch Plains.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that would be.
We were giving them any publicity, though, because obviously.
You know, I got people at Darby that I'm cool with. We cool. There's enough money to be made. There's enough for the pie. There's enough pie to go around for everybody. You know what I mean? But anyway, it's the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Took a little break.
Mm-hmm.
We back now. And just going back into, I guess, what we were talking about, obviously, you know, switching jobs, getting a... And I told people, I was like, I don't know if you're aware of this, but, like, this is my last bartending shift, period.
Yeah,
like I'm as of right now no longer a bartender. I am a manager. So I was like, understand you know this moment as well too. That's what I was like telling other people that I saw, people I work with, friends. I was just like, yeah, this is like my last like bartending shift. Like as of right now, I'm not a bartender anymore.
No,
I'm retired.
Mm-hmm.
I might do like the pseudo Jay-Z retire and you know retire for a little bit and then come back out. Who knows. You know, we still got plenty of time.
I can't wait till I'm there the first time you actually have to get behind the bar and make a drink because they're slammed or whatever. It's not like, I thought you were retired. Miller Lite, please. Thank you, Kev.
The one thing I will say that I noticed, too, maybe downtown Hoboken's not ready for a black bartender yet. Mm-hmm. But see, here's the thing, and I know what you're talking about, the whole Irish Row thing and this and the other. I feel like even if the place wasn't Irish Row, I feel like the people would still kind of have the same kind of approach to me.
Really?
In these places. My opinion. But whatever. That's just the vibe that I got. Because yes, the places are all like, you know, themed, but there's nothing really Irish about any of these places.
Right.
Like, no offense to nothing against the Shannon, but the Shannon is nothing near an Irish pub.
No.
It's classified as one.
Sure.
They got DJs playing hip hop, techno, club music.
Yes.
Probably like 5 nights out of the week.
Sure.
Flat screens everywhere. It's a dive bar.
You can only play Shipping Up to Boston so many times.
Right.
It's a dive bar. Before eventually like someone just breaks a speaker.
Yeah, it's a dive bar. There's nothing Irish pub about that place at all. Except for the name. All these places is just really the name. But
they don't even have food. Same thing with McSwiggins.
Yeah, there is a girl that I believe that works there that does have like an accent, like an Irish accent.
Right.
I will say this. Who does fit in a Hoboken setting,
mm-hmm.
if you are a woman,
sure,
and you are attractive,
mm-hmm.
you may not even know how to bartend. Go to Hoboken, get a job.
I don't even need you to bartend. We've talked about this too.
I'm telling you, women bartenders
mm-hmm.
kill
yeah.
in Hoboken, in just in general.
Mm-hmm.
All the women bartenders I know, and notice I'm saying women, I'm not saying female, because there's a story behind that.
Oh.
Yeah. But they kill, man. And you know what? Because, like, a lot of them are very attractive.
Sure.
So dudes are trying to get at them.
Of course.
And dudes are just going to drop money.
Yep.
And then all of the women, I feel like they almost have some sort of an alliance. Like, all the women bartenders know each other. They're all friends.
Is it like
they all hang
out. Is it like back in the day when you had black bartenders? Is it now just like hot bartenders? Like, is there a club?
I mean, I think there
is. Is there a secret handshake?
I mean, there could be, for all I know.
I would like to see.
At least there's a dance. There's definitely a dance. I don't know what it is. I don't know the choreography.
Is it TikTok inspired?
It probably is. Okay. But you know what? A black person came up with that thing, and guess what? They're not going to show you anymore because they want their credit.
Right.
They ain't giving nobody any more dance choreographs, no more, until they get their credit. They put some respect on some of these people's names.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. I saw that TikTok video where a guy comes out, he's about to do a dance, and then he just gives you the middle finger and walks off.
Right.
And he's like, yo, I'm not doing no more dances.
Right.
So I don't, because fucking Addison Rae is sitting here doing my dances and not giving me the credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's another story. But if you're a woman and you're attractive, and you kind of want to get into the industry, go to Hoboken. You'll make a killing. You find the right place and you bartend there. I'm not saying you'll make six figures, but you'll definitely make some high five-figure money.
Yeah. And you may do shit more than just flirt and maybe sling one or two drinks.
Yeah. They make a killing.
We've talked about this forever. And I remember this from when I bartended, and that's over a decade ago. That was the secret formula. Yes, you will have some that will have your regulars, like, as a guy. And typically it's because you have a good conversation and you pour a good drink and maybe you can make them laugh or something like that.
Sure.
But ultimately, it's as long as you have a female that knows how to work a room, you just become a workhorse as the male bartender.
Yeah.
And if you're good with that and you understand that your hourly tip out is going to be higher based upon the fact that she will probably not pour more than two drinks and one of them will be a beer, ride the coattail.
Yeah. But I just... It's crazy because, like, I hear some of the I see some of the tips that some of these girls make, mm-hmm. and I'm like, whoa, more than I can.
Right.
And I have to, like, honestly, like, work for it in the sense of making a well-balanced cocktail.
Right.
Talking to people about all the ins and outs of fucking sports, mm-hmm. and this, that, and the other. Like, I got to work for my money. Not to say that women don't work for their money as well, because sure. they have to do other
it's
things.
It's a different type of work.
It's a different type of work, so I get that. But yeah, but in terms of moving on, I use the word woman and girls and not the word female, because apparently the word female is a bad word now. You can't say female.
Because of gender identity?
I think it's, there's something, the word female has now become something almost like a derogatory term, as explained to me. Because I was
calling an adult woman a girl for a little while was considered a derogatory term too.
That's what I thought. So,
but, like, you can hang out with your boys, but when you're talking about, I guess, a woman of a certain age, you must refer to her as woman? You can't be like, that's my girl,
You're on... All right, so I was like, because I was talking to one of the girl bartenders, and her name is Sam, and I told her I was going to shout her out. She's like, you going to talk about me on podcast? I was like, yeah, I'll talk about you on podcast.
Was she there on Saturday?
She was.
Okay.
And she was...
Hi, Sam.
So we... And I was about to use the word girl, because we were talking about stuff like guys do this, girls do this,
sure.
guys do, and I was like, and I was about to say, you know what, girls do such and such.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was like, you know what, girls, I was about to say girls are messy, just in general, because
sure.
okay. we just like talk about stuff like that.
Right.
Because we were talking about, I was like, you ever notice, like, in a restaurant, the messier bathroom is the women's bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not so much the men's bathroom is as messy as you can expect it to be, but for some odd reason, the woman's bathroom is always way messier.
Sure.
And I don't understand why. And I was just like, and I was going to say, you know, girls are messy. And then I was like, you know what? Instead of me saying girls, I'm going to say females. Because girls, in my mind, was not the
sure
the best word. I was like, you know, females are messy. She was like, you can't say females. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she was like, yeah, you can't use the word female.
Okay.
And I'm like, why? And she was like, and she pretty much was starting to explain to me, like, what we started getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know there's a BuzzFeed article about it. I was like, where's the BuzzFeed article? I was like, please send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the BuzzFeed article. And this is from, it's actually from 6 years ago. Now, mind you, I don't use the word female that often.
No.
And when I use it, it's not to be in a derogatory term.
Right.
But at the same time, I also don't want to be a dinosaur. And I want to be continually evolving. So, like, in my mind, it's like, maybe, like, I'm single right now. Now, mind you, I've been single since the pandemic started.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, is it something maybe I'm saying that I don't realize that I'm saying that might be turning right. people off? So it's like, you know what? I need to, you know, talking to somebody like Sam, who's 24, and I'm like a little younger than I would like to date. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I need to hear these things
sure.
because maybe there's reasons why. It's like, you know what? Kev's cool, but like he says this, this, and this.
Maybe you need a recalibration or something.
Right. So for me, I'm like, she explained it to me, and I kind of was like, look, I'm on board and I'm gonna do it. There's a little part of me that's like, this is a little too much. It's like I can't fucking say anything anymore.
Right.
In my mind.
So you can't call her toots either, I guess, then? Like, if that's the
case. It was funny because there was a guy, this young guy
mm-hmm.
that works at the ferryman. His name is Durbin. He listens too, so I shot him out.
Nice.
So, like, I was like, Durbin, you can't use the word female anymore. And he was like, so what am I supposed to call him? Like, bitch? I was like, no, 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 no. Stop.
Okay. Funny. You skidded a little too hard into that one, buddy.
Yeah, and I was just like, no, you can't say that either.
Right. In fact, if you had to pick between female and bitch, you're probably going to go with female.
But yeah, so he was just like, so what am I supposed to call them? I'm like, oh my God, dude.
You're like, not my bitch. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But, okay, so
mm-hmm.
according to BuzzFeed, the words female and woman mean different things. Female is a scientific term that refers to the sex of a species that is capable of producing children. The term woman refers specifically to human beings, while female could refer to any species. Number two, because reducing a woman to her reproductive abilities is dehumanizing and exclusionary. When you refer to a woman as a female, you're ignoring the fact that she is a female human. It reduces a woman to her reproductive parts and abilities. Also, not all women are biologically female, and the confiliation of female to woman erases gender, non-controlling people, and members of the trans community. Because nobody casually refers to men as males. Because it's most often used to imply inferiority or contempt, because it's grammatically weird, and most importantly, because the word you're looking for already exists. Women is the word.
Okay.
So that's just a quick little wrap up of why you cannot use the word female. Female has become a bad word.
Okay.
And then, you know, so I read that and I understood that. And you know, Sam was starting to explain it to me. She was like, well, you know, like, and then she was starting to go into the whole thing of like, well, you know, like woman and man, like, you're not, you shouldn't use woman. I was like, whoa, stop. What do you mean you can't use it? And she was like, well, you know, because like woman's like, I was like, yeah, but you have man and you have woman. Like, right. It's the same. It's just, and I was just like, yeah, you're right. Like, it was starting to get to the point where she almost was realizing like the conversation was starting to like spiral.
Sure.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. But I usually don't use the word females. I feel like a lot of times in hip hop, the word female is used
mm-hmm.
in the vernacular of hip hop music.
Sure.
Which is why I feel like there are times that I've said it.
Right.
Usually based off of something I heard in a rap song.
Sure.
And she was like, yeah, and you also don't want to sound like an incel. And I was like, what's an incel? And then I had to look that up.
Right.
And actually, incel, I'm going to tell you right now, because it's a, it's an amalgamated word, and I saw it on Urban Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Involuntary celibate. In and cell a bit. Incel. And I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. Well, actually,
that doesn't make sense in how she used it, though.
Well, apparently incels are people that use... I'm going to go to Urban Dictionary because they have like a more... like they have it on Wikipedia,
okay.
But on... on Wikipedia, it starts getting a little more, little crazier. All right. So, member of online community called incels, self-delusional, egotistic, pretends to be a nice guy, blames others for his deprivation of sex or romantic relationships, often has stereotypes for others, a person who is unable to find a romantic partner or thinks is deprived of sex by other guys called Chad.
Yeah, but all those things, like, there's the correlation to me between some of those aren't...
I think what an incel actually is and what incels now become are two different things.
Because, like, the beginning part of that definition, I'm like, yes, that makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. And then it's like involuntarily celibate. It's like, wait, what just happened? Like,
so pretty much like you're not getting laid, and you're blaming everybody else for you not getting laid. Like, you're celibate, but you don't want to be, and you blame everybody else for why you can't. Have relationships, can't have sex with women, okay. Or I guess other partners.
Okay.
She was like, but apparently incels are people that use the word female. She was like, you don't want to sound like an incel. I was like, and I'm reading this stuff, and I was like, am I an incel?
Right.
I was just like, no, I don't. I was like, I really had to think about it. I was like, no, I'm not an incel. I'm like, no, I'm not. And I'm like reading some of this stuff, and I'm like, no, I don't put blame on anybody, like, for the situations, that don't work out.
Right.
I'm kind of like, I'm in the position where it's pretty much like, if somebody doesn't like me, and I was like, well, it's kind of their loss. I was like, I think I'm pretty fucking cool.
Well, let's take it from this perspective. Are you an incel? No. The fact that you had to look it up is probably the same reason why you may have on occasion slipped and called someone a female.
Sure.
It's the world is constantly moving.
Yes.
And, like, because I every now and again, I have to use Urban Dictionary, too. And I'm like, I don't understand what this... What did you just say to me? Like, was that a... Or was this... Were you trying to be funny? Like,
right.
What just happened? You know, sure. What I mean? So, no, it... I understand not using female. I guess I will no longer use that term outside of the quotations that we've been in this conversation.
Sure. I mean, there's going to come a point where, like, the word female and male are going to have to be used, but obviously it's going to be more probably in a, maybe in a medical term.
It'll be used more biologically than it will be as, like, a pronoun. I guess.
Yes.
Okay. But just to take this full circle, no, the other option is not to call them bitch.
or the C word. Or to see you next Tuesday.
If you must pick one of the three, apparently, you might just want to be quiet, I guess, at that point in time.
Yeah, just
remove yourself
anything.
From that conversation.
Just don't even say anything.
Right.
Just don't say anything.
It's all funny. They're like, well, I didn't call her a bitch. I'm like, oh, but you didn't make it better.
Yes.
You know, before you think of something, just text me.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know if it's okay. You'll get a thumbs up or a thumbs down. It's like Gladiator.
But it, you know, so like me, like talking to a person like Sam, just trying to, and every once in a while, like I'll say something, she's like, yeah, don't say that, like this, that, and the other. Like, she is, listen, I want to say that I am a feminist as well. So sure. I don't, you know, like, I'm all for advancements. I'm all for moving
equality,
things forward,
sure.
Equality, yeah. Everything like that. So every once in a while, you know, your brain goes back into maybe the frat boy college version of you, and you know, crack a joke here and there. And
sure.
Sometimes it might be a little off color, whatever like that. Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, you know, don't say that, don't do that. I'm like, all right, sorry. You know,
right.
And like, does it happen often? No.
Right.
But then the other day, like, she was talking about how she was talking to this one guy, and she's single, so she can do whatever she wants.
Of course.
So she's, you know, she was talking to a guy, this, that, and the other thing, and then the next time I saw her, I was like, so how are you? And we'll just use the word, I don't know his name. We'll just use the word, we'll call him Fred.
Okay.
So how are you and Fred doing? Oh, Fred, yeah, me and Fred, we were hanging out, but, you know, he's kind of boring. So I started talking to another guy.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay. And I was just like, all right, well, I mean, she's single. She's allowed to do that.
Of course.
You know, she was like, you know, I just got to make sure, like, you know, I have, like, she was like, I got to keep the roster going, you know? And I was like,
oh.
If I were to say that to you, you would have eviscerated me for that, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. And then I would have probably called you one of the other words that Carl wants to call you. So it's probably a good thing that it didn't go down that road.
But I'm just like, I just told her, I was just like, really? Like, all this stuff you talk, you talking all that jazz, and then you're like, oh, well, you know, I got to keep the roster going. And I'm like, so who's batting fourth?
Right. I'm like, is this a hockey roster or is this baseball? Like, are we talking just like a line change of five, or are we talking like a full?
Who's your cleanup guy?
Right.
And I'm like, really? Like, this is like, and listen, for what it's worth, I'm glad you said that. Because now it's like, you know what? Me and you, we ain't that different, kid.
It normalizes a little bit more.
Like, we ain't that different, kid. Mm-hmm. Okay? You do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, you use that word. If I were to use that, you would have given me a hard time.
Right.
I'm just telling you that right now. Mm-hmm. She just started laughing because she in the back of her mind was like, you know I'm right.
Yeah.
You know I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. I'm like, look, be single. Do you. Have your roster. A stable is what some people may call it. Men and women use that term.
Are we allowed to call it a harem anymore or no?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
But, you know, like we said, we're ever evolving. We keep learning. So if I find out harem can't be the word we use anymore, I'll let you know next week.
Okay.
When we do the podcast again.
Okay.
But anyway, Rabbit Hole Podcast. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure all y'all are up to date on what you can say and can't say. Apparently, if you have a pineapple on your clothing, apparently means you're a swinger.
I've heard that before. I actually heard that on Michael K show, which is
apparently like a radio upside show. Yeah, upside down pineapples, I think, say it says that you're into that sort of a thing. I have a pineapple in my apartment.
There's a part of it, because like you think about like that design, you think of it on maybe like a polo or something like that. I don't know why, but like my mind immediately goes to like an Old Navy or something like Gap or something like that.
SpongeBob SquarePants lives in a pineapple under the sea.
You know, I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, and apparently, like, everybody's like, oh, you know, SpongeBob is that cartoon. It was after our generation.
Sure.
So, like,
it's the like way Rick and Morty.
Same thing with Rick and Morty. But Rick and Morty has a lot of adult. I think so does SpongeBob, too. SpongeBob has a lot of adult humor, mm-hmm. and so does Rick and Morty. But the way people talk about SpongeBob, and I guess Rick and Morty, I guess I'm trying to think of what cartoons, like, we were talking about. But the thing is, everybody that watches it are adults, though.
Right.
They're all in, like, their, like, 20s and 30s that watch, mm-hmm. like, SpongeBob and Rick and Morty.
Right.
But, like, I'm trying to think of what the cartoon was, like, for us that we would, like, talk about. I mean, Family Guy, I guess? I don't know.
Simpsons, maybe.
Simpsons, Family Guy. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, it's a Rabble podcast. Just catching up. And just kind of going through the notes that I had here. So during the holiday weekend, and I had a couple extra days off because transitioning to the other job, they had like a Star Wars marathon on I think it was on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
So the first Star Wars was on. I was like, you know what? Let me watch. Like, I watched like the first like 20 minutes of Star Wars. I was like, I haven't seen this movie in forever.
Right.
And sure. I was like, wow. Like Luke's aunt, like Aunt Beru, she was annoying in the first like 20 mm-hmm. minutes of that. Of Star Wars New Hope. Every 2 seconds, she's calling out for Luke Skywalker's name. Very annoying. And the one thing that I kept reading about, and I was like, and I watched it, this was the re-released New Hope that came out in 97 with the additional footage.
Right.
The additional footage looks so shitty when you watch it now.
Right.
It looks so bad and so poorly edited, mm-hmm. whatever have you. And I'm like, wow. And this was released in theaters.
Right.
And they also changed the whole Han Solo Greedo thing. I don't know if you know about the Han Solo Greedo.
I don't remember it.
Exchange.
No. I haven't seen those movies though in forever.
So in a new Hope Star Wars, there's this whole thing about who shot first.
Mm-hmm.
When before Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi meet with Han Solo to fly to Alderaan, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like Han Solo, pretty much is, you know. He's a bounty hunter, but he owes Jabba the Hutt like a shit ton of money, and he keeps like ducking and dodging, whatever like that. And mm-hmm. Greedo is one of these guys that's like, you know, meets up with him at the one bar in Mos Eisley,
mm-hmm.
and he's talking to him. And he's like, you know, Jabba, you know, he's coming after you. He's got a price on your head, this, that, and the other. And he has his, you know, he has his gun shown, like he's gonna do something,
right?
But in this footage, Greedo shoots first, and then Han Solo shoots him because obviously it's out of self-defense.
Right.
In the original Star Wars, Han Solo shoots him first. And people are like, who shot first? Han shot first or Greedo shot first?
Right.
And there's this big debate about who shot first.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because it changes the narrative of Han Solo, and he's not really a good guy. He's really just, he's kind of like, he's a bad, he's like an anti-hero type of person. I mean, he turns into a good guy, obviously, towards the end of the Star Wars, the original Star Wars trilogy. But at the moment, people are like, he's not a really good guy. He's a bad guy.
Right.
I mean, think about it like that. Like, there's memes out there saying that Indiana Jones is not an archaeologist. He's actually just a killer. Because there's like one scene in one of the Indiana Jones movies where the guy literally like he pulls a sword and then Indiana Jones just shoots him and like walks away. I think it was in like Raiders of the Lost Ark. They're like, Indiana Jones is a killer. So apparently,
have you seen every Indiana Jones movie?
I haven't. I never saw the Crystal Skull one.
Okay.
And apparently, there's another one coming out.
I've never seen one of them.
Apparently, Harrison, you never seen any of the Indiana Jones movies?
No.
We gotta watch.
The fact that surprises you.
You're rewatching Power though, so that's great.
Raising Kanan comes out next week.
This is true. This is true. I got, shout out to Chuck and Katie. Actually, I give Chuck at Instagram. Katie's, she's got her teeth sunk into Power now. Because I was like, Katie, watch Power. Katie, watch Power. Katie, you gotta watch Power. Katie, watch Power yet? Katie. And then like she watched like maybe like the first two or three episodes. And she was like, yeah, it's good. I was like, yeah, right? Now she is all in. She has put all the chips are in the middle of the table. She is all in on Power right now.
Nice.
Like literally, like any, she was like, I was up till 2 a.m. watching episodes of Power. I was like, it's good, right?
Right.
And she was like, yeah, it's just like, yeah. And she was like, and the sex scenes? Oh, I was like, yeah, I know, Katie, right?
I'm like, that's funny. Chuck was up at 3 o'clock. Like, that's weird.
Well, it's funny because Chuck had to like mention me because I was like, obviously now going into a management position at Stagehouse, I was like, I gotta like step up my like my casual business casual attire because there's some stuff like I just need every once in a while. Like once you get to a certain point, it's like you just need new clothes.
Sure.
Because the clothes you have just look old.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like going through my closet and I'm like, you know what? Like, because like I have suits and everything like that, but I was like, I'm not wearing suit pants and dress shirts every day to work.
No.
With that hard ass crease in the pants. I'm like, no. I need like business casual pants, like chinos, things like that. So like I was like looking, I was like, do I have any chinos or anything like that? Like I have a lot of like straight leg jeans and like athletic fit jeans and things like that, but you really can't wear jeans.
No.
I could probably get away with wearing it maybe like once or twice depending on the color and the, and you know whatever, but like I'm not gonna be really wearing jeans to work. But I was like, yeah, I need to get like some, I have enough like dress shirts that fit me properly, but I was like, I need more pants. So I had to get, I just got like a shit ton of pants. I went to Target, I got two pairs of pants.
Okay.
And then I got, Banana Republic is just giving everything away.
Sure. So, well, Gap in general is just giving everything away. Like, apparently, that exclusive sale isn't just for me. Like,
and I just purchased like a couple pairs of pants off that. So just try to step up the. I think I'm gonna probably invest in some non-slip dress shoes.
Yeah, makes sense.
Cause like I have non-slip shoes, but they're more of a sneaker. So I think I'm gonna invest in some non-slip dress shoes.
Makes sense.
Just to kind of like complete the look.
But
yeah, I realize every once in a while you just gotta go through your closet and be like, yo, I have not worn this in 3 years. I think I'm gonna throw it out. And then you look at the size.
That's the rule, isn't it? Is it actually like a 6 month rule? Like
if you say worn 6 months, but I feel like 6 months is too short because there's four seasons.
Yeah.
So I would say a year. If you haven't worn it in a year, you could probably throw it out.
Okay.
Or every once in a while you come across something that's like, oh shit, I forgot I had this. And then you start start wearing it.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some clothes that I have that I have like I was like, oh, I forgot I had this. So, so there's some pairs of pants and stuff. And I was even looking at pants. I was like, was I, like, drunk when I bought these? I was like, why is the size, like, why is the, and listen, I feel like I've remotely stayed the same size for forever. I feel like I've always been, there were times where, like, I started teetering on a 36 waist.
Okay.
But I've been a 34 waist pretty much. Sometimes 30,
right.
Really, realistically, I probably am a 32 waist. But 32 is, like, that's watertight.
Right. Like, yeah, but also remember, too, though, the cuts are different.
Right.
Like, I've actually had to go up in pant size because the legs got too tight. And I'm like, I don't, like, I'm never going to be that skinny jean extreme taper. I like some taper. I don't want anything like too baggy or whatever, but like at the same time, like I've had to go up in waist size to compensate for like the leg, because the leg is not what that used to be. It's all like skinny. I'm like, I wanted it to be a little bit of an imagination there where it's not just like, wow, that's the entire imprint, isn't it? And I'm like, yes.
I have like one or two pairs of skinnies. I have a couple skinny jeans.
But you're also taller and of a slightly more, like, not that you don't have a muscular, but like you have a slightly more slender build than I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I don't. And I'm okay with like, yeah, that's what you get. Mm-hmm. Leaving it to the imagination. It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. that's the outline right there. No shame in the game, but yeah, I have a couple pairs of skinny. The majority, I think, I have like one or two pairs of skinny. But even the skinny jeans that I have, what I do is I go size up on the skinny jeans. So like, instead of me getting a 34 waist skinny jean, I get a 36 waist skinny jean. So I got a little, I got a little bit of room.
Right.
But like the majority of the jeans that I have are like an athletic fit or slim fit, and they, you know what I mean, like they. It's not extreme. It's not exaggerated.
Right.
Like the skinny or mm-hmm. whatever like that. But yeah, I just wanna, you know, cause like, you know, I used to rock like the baggy ass, everybody did, like the baggy sure. ass jeans or whatever yep. like that. Even shorts. I had to get like new pairs of shorts. Mm-hmm. Cause like the look now is, and we talked about this.
Are we go
like,
4-inch inseam, baby. Do it. Do it. 4-inch inseam. Just
if I'm gonna start rocking 4-inch inseams, I'm gonna have to do a couple more leg days at the gym. That's
thighs
I'm
day.
Thighs
That's
day.
It. Thighs day.
And
yeah. See, my biggest problem is I would have to get I would have to go get tan. Cause I don't know when my thighs have ever seen daylight.
Sure. You go, I mean, they I think they have don't they still have like a Hollywood tan in a couple towns away?
I am the last person you're ever gonna ask that question to, because I have no idea.
I think there's like a tanning apparently some retro fitnesses have like a tanning bed mm-hmm. in the gym.
I think certain Crunch fitnesses do if it's like the like you're the executive like chairman platinum member or something like that.
Skinny jeans and just getting tan. Who the fuck are we?
Well, I don't do either, so I'm still the same person I was. My stuff is just more tapered.
Yes. Jay-Z doesn't wear skinny jeans. Knots don't fit.
Yep.
Knots can't fit in skinny jeans, Jay-Z.
In fairness, that was a long time ago. I'm like, just get a debit card.
Yeah, but you know, when you're from the hood, yeah, you still gotta have the bands. You still sure, gotta have course, the bands. You know what I mean? And you gotta the rubber band knot. Come on, hip hop game. Mm-hmm. You gotta at least have. I think what's the most amount of money that a person can technically have on them before they like? I think like what is it like? Like under $10,000, like cash. Like mm-hmm. is there something like that? There's something said where it's just like. Like, I don't think it's like a rule, but it's like a person having like physical cash on them. I think there's like a certain amount a person by law can have, if I'm saying that correctly.
Isn't that it? I don't know. That I
think
don't know.
I think I remember reading something about that, because I think 50 Cent did something where he had like $10,000 cash on him, and he said something like he would have more, but like the government, if they found out he had like more cash on him, he'd get in trouble or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, as long as it's all legal tender and like yeah. made from legal means, I don't see why, like, if you didn't just like cash out what you make in a year or something like that, like, I want it all, you know, just carry it around with you. You're stupid if you do that, but I guess you could. So I don't know. I've never had that issue outside of a couple times where I'm like, hey, I have more than $10,000 cash on me right now. This is fucking awesome. And you know what? Like, I clutched it like it was a baby.
Yes.
So
just like fist clenched that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, so according to Quora, if I'm saying it correctly, mm-hmm. you can legally... All right, so, like, yeah, because how much money can I legally carry on my person in the United States at any given time? And mm-hmm. then retired prosecutor Anthony M. Bruce.
Sure.
You can legally carry every dollar you own. The illegalities come up when you mess with reporting requirements. First, if you enter the U.S. or depart from the U.S. with more than $10,000 in cash or its equivalent in euros or gold bars, blah, blah, you must report the fact of what you are importing or exporting to customs okay. and border protection.
Okay, I can understand that. It always comes back down to taxes.
Second, if you deposit or withdraw more than $10,000 in cash or its equivalent from any financial institution, bank, credit union, blah, 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 the institution is required to report the transaction to the Treasury. Mm-hmm. And then it just goes into that. Yeah, because I remember, and then there's like a third reason, but it's not that important. Right. But yeah, because I remember like reading something like 50. He's like, I got $10,000 on me, because that's as much as I can legally carry. So I guess that's based off
coming
of
from, maybe he was coming from overseas or perhaps. Something else, or maybe all of 50's tax documents were not up to date.
Perhaps. Yeah, somebody like a 50 Cent. Yeah, something tells me, you know, early on, right. his money might have been a little, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm doing all that clean. Right. But,
well, I have a good TV show for him to watch if he ever wanted to learn how to properly clean that money.
And what's that?
Power.
The one he EPs?
Correct.
I mean, hey, you know what? It's like art imitating life, imitating right. art.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I learned about money. So, like, there's a song. It's by this hip-hop artist. His name is CJ. The song's called Whoopty.
Sure.
It's like, Whoopty. I don't know the lyrics. But like, he says, he's like, there's, like, a lyric here. He's like, blue cheese. I think I'm addicted to blue cheese.
Okay.
And then the next line's about him, like, two piece of chicken or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, blue cheese... Like, addicted to blue cheese? I was like, is he really addicted to, like, blue cheese dressing?
Right.
Because he's talking about chicken and everything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Blue cheese is a reference to money. It's slang for the blue $100 bill.
Oh, okay.
So when he's like, I'm addicted to blue cheese.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 10 years old when I found that out. I was like, yeah. Oh, that's what he's talking about? I was like, I just thought he liked blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, right?
Because, like, he says it throughout the entire song. He's like, blue cheese, I think I'm addicted to blue cheese. And I'm just like, he really likes blue cheese, huh? I mean, look, I like blue cheese, too. Listen, when I get buffalo wings, I usually get, like, two blue cheeses.
You're about to get controversial, depending upon who it is. Because that's one of those things that, like...
What, it's
like
between ranch or blue cheese?
Yeah, it's like drums or flats. Like, it's one of those things where, like, people oddly are willing to die on hills for things.
I mean, there's something about it. Like, look, yeah, like we're right now. This could be a very divisive conversation. But the flat is good. But like, there's something about the drumstick where I could sink my teeth into it, tear all the meat off in one like move.
In fairness, apparently you're supposed to be able to do that with flats as well.
You can't because it's got like the two bones.
Yep,
it's got the two little bones. Apparently, there's a way you take the one bone out and then you can just eat it. And I get that. There's, like, techniques to it. You know sure. what other technique I know? Sticking my teeth on a piece of a drumstick and tearing all the meat off in one like, move.
I agree.
That's
I
me.
Agree. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to be the person where it's like, I like all flats. No. I'm not that guy. And I know that there are people out there that exist. They, you know, they want the well-done wings. They mm-hmm. want all flats. And I get it. Extra ranch.
And the guy who has to separate those, I guarantee you, he's spitting one of those wings.
Not to call anybody out.
No.
But even at previous places that I worked at.
Oh, like I there, know that's
like there, like there. Like there were times where pretty much people were like, there are places where they're like, can I get like all drumsticks and no flats? They're like, no.
Right.
And like people usually are just kind of like, okay. I was like, wow, that's it. You're not going to fight. This is what, it's interesting what people fight about.
Right.
This is what you don't fight about. It's like, okay. It's like, mm-hmm. why not?
Yeah.
I personally don't care.
No.
When I get wings, you give me a couple flats, you give me a couple drumsticks.
Sure.
I'm good with either.
I'm just happier if I order a dozen, you throw me 13.
Well, that's the best.
That's it. That's it.
Or every once in a while, you get like a mozzarella stick or a French fry,
right?
Or an onion ring. Sure. You're just like, wait a minute, whoa! Oh, I got a prize.
Look at this.
I went to that. Actually, reminds me. I went to there's a place across the street from me, a Bear Burger.
Mm-hmm.
I've never gone to a Bear Burger before. I went the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. It was, I just went there because, one, it's like a brand new restaurant / bar
mm-hmm.
walking distance from my apartment.
Yeah.
And it's brand new. It's bright. It's a shiny new toy. So sure. I was like, let me go check it out.
Okay.
And I went there. Food was all
right. Right.
Food was, like, better than, like, other places.
Sure.
But it wasn't, like... I wasn't blown away by the food. I was like, oh, that's all right. It's good. It's better than a Applebee's or a TGI Fridays or something like that.
Okay.
It's better than that. Is it the best burger chicken sandwich I've ever had? No.
Okay.
It's all right. But I went there kind of just to, I was like, you know what? I could sit at the bar. They got flat screens.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have a drink or some takeout.
Right.
First off, the people that are working behind this specific bear, mm-hmm. because it's a chain, they are not bartenders.
Right.
That area is an extension of table service.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls that were working by, they were like young girls. And even the one that was, I guess, quote unquote, the bartender still looked pretty young. Like these girls look like they should be working at Cold Stone.
Oof.
Like they look that young. And I'm like, all right, whatever, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm sitting there and I'm watching, I'm looking at the Stevies. Right now, you have the Yankees on and you have the Mets on playing right now at this moment as I'm sitting at Bear Burger.
Right.
Neither one is on.
Okay.
They have women's gymnastics on.
Okay.
They have the LPGA on.
Okay.
And they have WNBA on. So, to not sound chauvinistic or anything like that, it's like, okay, like...
Did you call them one of the things that you were going to call that Carl has mentioned as an alternative to calling her a female? Is it...
Is Carl the person... His name is Durbin, the guy.
It's Carl now.
It's Carl?
Yeah.
You got Durbin, aka Carl.
You got renamed.
And...
Wait, Durbin?
His name is Durbin.
The fuck did I get Carl from?
I don't know, all but...
Right. Sorry, Durbin.
I don't know.
Sorry.
But...
Don't call him bitches.
Yeah, right?
Is that part of, like, the brand?
That's what I was trying to figure out. And I'm like, maybe, and there's people there.
In my opinion, that's intentional.
I was like, so maybe somebody asked, maybe this table asked for WNBA. Maybe somebody asked for LPGA. Maybe somebody asked for women's gymnastics. So I'm not going to be the guy to be like, hey.
Good luck finding fucking women's gymnastics outside of the Olympics.
It was on ESPN the other night.
Because the Olympics is a month away. There's no other reason why.
Okay, but...
And if you put on college gymnastics as, like, a grown-ass adult male, you're a pervert.
So I was just like, all right, I got the app. I'm just watching the Yankee game on my phone.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I wait to get served. It took a minute to get served.
Sure.
And girl came over.
I'm assuming they're never in any particular level of hurry.
No.
No.
And so I'm there, and I get a beer. And, you know, when it came to the menu, like, the menus are all, like, high tech. So pretty much, like, it's a tablet. It's a tablet in a book. Okay. It's like a hardcover book. You open it up and the tablet's in is okay. Like the page.
Right.
And you kind of just go through it and pick what you want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it lights up. It's bright. It's cool. You know, it's high tech.
Yeah.
So I order my food, whatever like that. And I'm just waiting. For, you know, I get a beer.
Right.
This beer was not poured very well.
Okay.
And not you know, like, in terms of, like, head, there's really no head on the beer. It's just kind of, I was like, these girls that are behind you are not bartenders. And I understand that. Like, that's what it was. Sure. And they have like a nice looking whiskey selection, bourbon selection. I'm not going in there and asking for a Manhattan. I'm not going in there asking for any type of super complicated, right, complex cocktail. Sure. And if anybody else does that, you need to pull your head out of your ass and fucking understand where you are right now. Right. Look around you. Mm-hmm. Look at where you are. Look at these people that are working here.
Yeah.
They don't know how to make that. Right. And if anything, they're gonna look it up on their phone and they're not gonna make it properly.
Right.
But I was just looking, so I got a beer, and at one point I was like, I could probably go for another beer. Never got it.
Right.
And then I got my food, and I was just like, all right, I'm just going to close out.
Yeah,
and
I think I'm going to go home.
Yeah, and I was like, I think I'm going to go home now.
I'm sad.
Like, yeah, and I was just like, and then they had like fruit flies there too. And I was like, this place is brand new. I was like, why do you have fruit flies already? Like, bars that have been there forever, and I've worked at some of these bars where it's a lot of old wood and this, that, and the other.
Sure.
Around a certain time of the year, especially when it gets hot out, the fruit flies come out. It's just natural. And obviously, you can clean and clean and clean, but if that wood is old and like
saturated
and,
with stuff,
yeah,
sure.
They just feed upon that.
Yeah.
This place is brand spanking new. There's no reason they should have fruit flies. That means you are not cleaning that place to the level it should be cleaned.
No, or at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see me. I already sound like a bar manager already.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Would you walk in there and just change your channels randomly? You're like, do you work here? You're like, I do now.
I was like, did you want the LPGA on? Okay, cool.
Right.
I'm gonna put the Yankees on this one. Is
that
cool?
Did you ever look that up to see if that was part of like their brand or something?
I didn't. I just kind of just roll with it. I was just like, you know what? I'm
was
not
the food any good. Oh, you said the burger was okay.
Food was all right. It's worth. You know,
was it all right for the price point? Because I'm assuming downtown Westfield, like,
it's a little. Actually, I don't think it was. I got a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And I got the beer. I didn't really look at the itemized bill. I just was like, that sounds about right.
Okay.
And
okay.
I just like.
Right.
And I brought the food back here. I ate it, and I watched the Yankees, and I watched the, and just kind of kept it moving from there.
Once I realized what was happening, by the way, when I came and saw you on Saturday, I didn't give you any shit for the fact that there was not one Mets game. There was not one channel or one of your TVs that had the Mets game on.
Oh yeah, no. The Copa took precedent over the
but not the Yankee, any other but not the Yankee game.
Was the Yankees on? I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
It was Yankees Copa UFC, Yankees Copa UFC, Yankees Copa UFC, or not Copa, UEFA, maybe it was, no, I think it was Copa actually.
You should have asked me. I would have put the Mets game on.
Bust your shit on your fucking last day there.
I would have put the Mets game on.
No,
honestly,
if anything, I would have gotten to Julio. I'm like, hi, can I speak to the manager, please? Like, yeah, like, This was an equal opportunity bar. What are you talking about? I'm like, I want the Mets game on one of these channels. Why don't you just ask one of the bartenders? I'm like, I'm asking you.
I didn't even realize, because even at that point when like the Copa was going on, even at that point, I didn't even realize the Yankees were playing. Yeah. And they won that game. Yeah. And I was like, dope.
Yeah, Garrett Cole pitched 130 pitches.
Yeah, because he didn't want to get pulled out of the game. Nope. He was like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, yo, you got to, like, no.
No.
He's just like, wait a minute, what?
They just stood there.
Yeah, he's like, you ain't fucking listening to me? I don't even want to talk about the fucking Yankees.
They're a mess. Mets are a ton better. I mean, you know, but they're a mess. And they could have swept Houston.
If anybody knows what we're talking about, the Yankees were up 7-2 in the game yesterday, mm-hmm. going into the bottom of the ninth, and they fucking imploded. And I watched this thing just fall apart. I was like, what?
Problem is you don't have a closer. Yeah, you thought it was going to be Chad Green, and you don't. And it's not Aroldis.
I watch this thing like I don't. It's the way I felt watching the end of that game was like the Red Wedding of Game of Thrones. It was like what?
Yeah, but you didn't. There were no babies harmed in the ninth inning of that game.
But that feeling of pure surprise. That feeling of like, what the fuck is happening? Why is this happening right now? What? What? No. Huh? They won?
There's a wolf. There's actually a wolf's head, like, sewn on a man's body in the ninth inning of the Yankees game.
And by the way, that whole thing with Altuve and the buzzer under his jersey and that whole controversy, and then he took it off.
That's the lamest tattoo ever.
I was like, wait.
That shit had to heal?
That's the tattoo that you had covered up? That tiny little name tattoo. Actually, on a side note, if I were to get it, would be a tattoo like that. But it wouldn't say Altuve. It would just say like, it would be like a little saying.
Right.
If I were to get a tattoo, like that same style of like, right, on the chest, like above, like a little below, I guess, like the clavicle.
Right around the collarbone, like
at the top of like the chest. Like I was like, if I were to get a tattoo, I think I would get like something.
And if,
like
and
that.
If we and if we went someplace that required you to take your shirt off, i.e., like, you know, Atlantic City pool or like a Vegas, you know, day bar or something like that, I'm assuming you would have no problem with that.
No.
Okay. No. Add that to the list of reasons how you and Jose Altuve are different.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. But yeah, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, get a Burrow tee.
Right?
On Teespring. Support your favorite player by booing them.
There you go.
But anyway, well, it's been hour six. Mm-hmm. And at this point, people have checked out after a half hour of listening to us. So probably should wrap things up.
You know what you should do? Just drop them down to like half an hour intervals.
Just break it down into, like, instead of, like, podcast one, 30 minutes. Podcast two, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Just go, like, see, here's the thing. Is that, but then, you know what's going to happen? That I think that then the metric then gets screwed up. And then, like, people only listen for the first 15 minutes. And it's like, all right, now we're going to do 15-minute intervals.
Fuck?
People are going to listen to, like, next thing you know, it's like, people listen for a minute. They listen to that, like, this is the Rabbit Hole podcast. And they're like, all right, I'm checked out. That's my fear. That's what I don't want to happen.
No, I feel you.
You know, but at the same time, I also, you know, I mean, we appreciate, we clearly have people that listen. We've met them.
Someone came up to me. Like, when I went and visited you, someone came up
to
me.
Shout out to
Pat. Yeah, it was awesome. Like, it was unusual in the sense that it's never happened to me before. But it was, and again, I'm just the co-host. But like, to actually have someone come up.
You're
and
more
like,
than a co-host. Come on. You're the Tommy to my ghost. Come on.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm good with that.
You thought about it? Like, it's like, is that accurate?
No, it is. It is. It works. Yeah, yeah, it works. Minus the mom fetish thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
But the rest of it kind of works. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I use that, I use it like loosely. I don't use it like with the full, like, you know, spoiler alert, Katie, don't listen to this part. Like, I don't expect you, like, strangling your fucking girlfriend who's pregnant and killing her. I don't think you're going to do that.
Don't we stop before killing her. you ask for it, I'll do it.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah. Has Katie gotten that part yet?
I think she's getting close.
She should know. That was season 2.
Yeah,
she said she was midway through season two last week.
When I asked her a couple of things, and she was like, "Oh yeah, this happened," blah 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 blah. Like she was still referring to the Holly character, so I don't think it happened.
Okay.
So I was like, "Okay, I'm not gonna say anything yet."
Okay,
but yeah. So hopefully Katie didn't listen to this part of the podcast,
or if she has, she's already gotten past it. Because again, that was season two, I think.
Yeah.
So
she's almost done with season two.
Okay, she'll get there then.
Listen, watch Power. That's all I gotta say. Mm-hmm. Watch Power.
Yeah, you Raising Kanan it. Looks good too.
It's gonna be good.
And, there's a lot of new characters.
Oh, I'm sure. And I feel like my prediction with Raising Kanan is at some point they're gonna introduce Ghost and Tommy into it.
You gotta figure they have to, right?
Because that's where they all met. Yeah. That's how they all met up.
But they're not doing separate Tommy and Ghost spinoffs. It's almost too easy.
Well, I think what they'll do is it probably won't be in season one, or if it is in season one, it'll probably be towards the very end where mm-hmm. they'll probably introduce at least Ghost, and then maybe they'll introduce Tommy maybe in season two.
Are they or doing like that. Season twos
of these shows? I have to because imagine that they are.
The one with Tariq, I don't think that was only the one season.
I feel like
they left it open-ended enough where they could.
I feel like they're going to do a season two of... I feel like they'll probably do seasons of all those shows.
That'd be cool.
If I'm basing this off of The Walking Dead. They have spin-off shows where, like, it goes season to season to season, and it gets to a point where they almost start to intertwine.
So now it's almost kind of like where Marvel's going.
Like, it's a universe.
Sure.
Power universe.
Have you started Loki yet?
I'm waiting until...
We're about four or five episodes in.
Yeah,
I haven't either, but I'm getting to the point now where I start seeing stuff online where I'm like, I can't avoid this. And stuff's starting to happen, you know?
Yeah. But I will... No. I will go and watch Loki in another couple weeks. Okay. But, I mean, Black Widow came out, too. And I haven't watched Black Widow yet.
It's so weird, though, considering that movie was supposed to be, a year and a half ago, and that was supposed to end that... That was supposed to be the bow on the MCU's phase, whatever it was.
Yes.
To start out the new one. So, I don't know. I haven't seen it either. I'm sure I probably will. I'm sure my nephews will probably rope me into it. If not, I'll probably just watch it by myself.
And they're doing a what-if Marvel thing, but it's, animated.
It's an animated one, yeah.
It's animated, but, it looks cool just, because, it's based off of the comic books, off of the Marvel what-if comic books. Of all these potential, what if this happened instead of
right,
this?
Okay.
You know, all of these alternate realities and, mm-hmm. What if you went right instead of left? That type of
sure,
shit.
Sure, that's but, cool.
Yeah, no, so I want to see that too. Apparently Chadwick Boseman, that's his last performance.
He voiced it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For Marvel before he died. Yeah. But yeah, it's just crazy. No, I'm gonna catch up on all that stuff.
Okay.
I got plenty of time now because now my work week is going to be...
That's it.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Catch up on TV, I guess?
I mean, to start, and then I'll figure it out from there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys later. This is Kevin at KevinKD.
Bobby at RHanson817.
This is Rabbit Hole Podcast, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.